You know, I had to work for the mayor of New York City for a year and a half. I ran the COVID response for the city.
I actually was the one who convinced the mayor to make it a mandate.
So the way we do it in public health is we make it very uncomfortable to be unvaccinated. They didn't get vaccinated because they heard it was safe. They gave in because it was really hard.
Do you think you'd have gotten a hard time if New York City found out that you were having sex partying during COVID?
Yeah, it would have been a real embarrassment.
Yeah.
So I want you to take yourself back to March of 2020, okay, mentally, the beginning of the COVID pandemic, right? The streets of New York City looked like a dystopian sci-fi movie, albeit with less charm and more hobo urine, more than normal for New York City. Now, it was even worse than the rest of the country. Right? Thousands of businesses were forced to close. Millions of New Yorkers lost their jobs overnight, and loved ones were forced to die alone in quarantine. And the man you're about to meet is responsible for all of it, Dr. Jay Varma.
I spent my career, I worked for the CDC for 20 years, so I kind of lived all over the world doing infectious disease work. So I used to spend time doing public health where I go to different, so I lived in Bangkok and in Beijing and in Ethiopia. And so what I did was, my job was to go and help countries like build their systems to detect and respond to diseases.
Okay.
So kind of like during COVID where you had to set up a testing program and a vaccination program and you need to monitor the numbers. And that was like the type of thing I did for my career at CDC, go to different countries and help them do that. The mayor's team contacted me because I was in New York before that.
Okay.
And they contacted me to come back. So I moved back from Ethiopia to New York to run the COVID response for the city. So I set up all the testing and vaccine program for the city. I actually was the one who convinced the mayor to make it a mandate. I was on TV for about a year and a half. So I was on a press conference every day for a year and a half, every morning at 10 o'clock.
What?
Yeah, with the mayor. I have to sit next to him.
For COVID?
Yeah, for COVID, yeah. I'm very Googleable, but I'm not like...
Okay, I didn't Google you. Maybe I should have.
You can Google me now.
Okay, I'll Google
you. If that turns you off.
Now, there's more to Dr. Varma than mere medical tyranny here. It's a classic story of the rules for thee, but not for me, as we see with a lot of unelected bureaucrats. But this story is not one about hypocrisy. I want to be clear. Everyone's a hypocrite. It's not lost on me. This is a story about those in charge not fearing what it is that they demanded you fear in a way that altered your life. You were told to fear going to church. You were told to fear meeting family, fear running your business, or even vote. Remember that? It was so dangerous, you needed to vote from home by any means possible, while you, the peasants, were locked down and not allowed to gather with more than 10 people at a time. Elites like Jay Varma, well, he was hosting sex parties.
It's so funny, it's like, because I did all this, like, deviant, like, sexual stuff while I was, like, on TV and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And people are like, aren't you afraid? Aren't you embarrassed? And I was like, no, actually, I'm, like, really, like, I love being my authentic self. So, I got every type of range of everything.
Okay.
And I've been to a lot of, like, sex parties, lots of, like, play parties and stuff like that.
Okay, so, what were the sex parties like during COVID?
So that I didn't, so I never went to a like public type one. We actually had a, like my wife and I like had one with our friends, like in August of like that first summer. Because all our friends were just like, well, it wasn't so much sex, they were just like, I need to get like this energy out of me and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we rented a hotel. I had to be kind of sort of, you know, kind of sneaky about it because hotels didn't want people gathering there. Because I was like running the entire response of the city. I like had a whole like had everything get tested the right way. I told me where to get tested, to show me the results. It was fun. We all like took like, you know, Molly, and it was like 8 or 9 of us, and then 8 to 10 of us in our room, and everybody had a blast because everybody was like so pent up because like everybody was just like stuck together and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And some things it's not so much about like entry and segment. Some of it's just something about like bodies being close to each other, right? Just being like naked with friends.
During COVID, we just had private parties. I didn't go to anything big. Yeah, so it was just home in our home or other places. That was the one we did during COVID because in like it was like August 2020, all of our friends, because we have a big group of friends and stuff who were all in this play Paul world, everybody was just like pent up. And so I did like a whole like testing protocol for everybody. It was a relatively small, I mean, small as in like, no, COVID test. It was like 10 to 12 people.
Okay, so violate the draconian lockdowns that the rest of the population has to follow for a mass sex party once, shame on me. Violate your own draconian mandates again over a year later when your rules only allow for a max gathering of 50 people so that you can attend a drug-fueled underground dance party with four times that number of people. Shame on.
Now, officials say gatherings continue to play a role in the increase. While anyone planning on a big party, officials are telling you, think again.
The only way I could do this job for the city was if I had some way to blow off steam every now and then.
Do you think you'd have gotten, like, a hard time if, like, the like, New York City found out that you're having sex partying during COVID?
Yeah, it would have been a real embarrassing.
Yeah, you can keep it. Yeah, keep it.
Actually, the most... The only time I felt kind of nervous was fairly early on, right when we were about to do the vaccine mandate, right before we did it. I hadn't been to any, like, dance clubs in New York City yet. Mm-hmm. And we went to some, we had a wild night, like, we went to, like, a boat, there's always dance parties on boats. And then we went to some, like, underground, like, dance party, like, underneath a bank in Wall Street. And we were all rolling, we were all taking Molly, and everybody's high, and I was so happy, because I hadn't done that in like a year and a half, like a year or whatever. And but I was looking around being like, I wonder if he sees it, because this was not
COVID friendly.
Wait,
when was that?
This was like May or June of 2021. So it was like the spring, so the vaccines had become available, but nobody had really kind of thought about having like, well, I had never thought of going to a big scale party.
Was the vaccine mandate out?
Not yet. It was for small groups. It was for certain city workers, but there wasn't a citywide you can't go to clubs or bars yet. That happened in June.
So people were like losing their jobs at that time if they didn't get
there
it.
There might have been, but not a, it's a very small number of people. Most people, everybody can get it eventually.
How big was the party?
Probably 200 people. It was like the bottom of some bank.
And then when your turn comes up to get the vaccine, we want you to get that because that is the path to parties.
Okay, so that seems bad at first glance. And second, and all of them. But I'm willing to bet that giant sex parties are not what you missed most, and certainly not what you missed out on most during the COVID pandemic, if you were in New York. Probably loved ones, holidays, family gatherings, especially around Thanksgiving and Christmas, that time where Governor Cuomo was sicking law enforcement on unsuspecting citizens and you were being chastised by your elected officials. What about that? What did Mr. Varma do then?
Health officials discouraging travel during the approaching holiday season as scores of cities are dealing with surges in coronavirus cases.
My wife's family was in Seattle and they went back over Christmas, that first COVID Christmas. I couldn't go because publicly I had encouraged New Yorkers not to travel. And so, you know, the mayor was like, you really can't go with your family. You got to stay here. Because if they catch you on, if somebody takes a picture at the airport of you, they'll...
Did the mayor know about your party?
No. I don't talk about that part of my life.
Yeah.
Okay, that one's pretty rough, too. But I'm sure these people believe some of what they espouse. For example, a lot of you who didn't get the vaccine, right, because you believe there was some kind of natural immunity if you'd already had the virus, and you were told absolutely not. That's not the case, especially in New York, social distancing, masks. You need a minimum of four doses of the vaccine.
And if you're 50 years old or above, you need four doses.
I'm sure that's consistent when they don't know cameras are running, right?
I know people that like want sex with someone that didn't get the COVID vaccine. And I don't know enough to know if that's like
bizarre. That's like a weird, like, I think that's a weird, like, belief that somehow, like, their body is different. It's not like any difference at all. Everybody's exposed to the virus. And you're exposed to the virus because it breathed on you or because you got injected. You. It's the same immune response.
Okay, so it turns out science is a thing and that one looks kind of bad. But let's not rush to judgment. Don't write Dr. Varma off as some power-hungry villain just yet. Good people sometimes do bad things, or they make mistakes. Those in charge could still have been looking out for you, and in no way does this prove that people like Dr. Varma get a thrill out of psychologically manipulating people to abuse their own power, exert control while completely disregarding the life-destroying rules that they apply to people like you, right? Right?
When it comes to the vaccine, I think people will believe it more if it's really consistently validated by healthcare professionals.
Yeah. Dr. Blasio, so how did you convince him to do the mandate?
Well, I had actually been talking to him about it since even before the vaccines were available. I was like, you're going to have to do it this way. And so he came up with this metaphor, we're going to like climb this ladder, we're going to first start voluntarily, and then we're going to be pushing it.
So the way we do it in public health is we make it very uncomfortable to be unvaccinated. In fact, it's like, oh, you can't get a job, you can't go to a restaurant, you can't go to school. It's like, I'm just gonna get vaccinated.
So was it technically like kind of forcing people?
Yeah, that's what we do. You force people by making it really uncomfortable. Your car comes with seatbelts and airbags. You have to like actively, and it beeps all the time. So you can still drive without a seatbelt, right? The car doesn't shut off, but you know, it beeps all the time.
Right.
This is your seatbelt.
So brilliant.
That's the whole idea. The whole idea is like you build barriers so that people are like, just gonna do it because I don't know, I'm tired of being around.
So it was like kind of forcing people.
Yeah, and the whole point of the education is, this is where I have like all these talks I give people in public health about it. It's like people think, oh, I'm gonna give you lots of information so you'll do the right thing. No, the reason I give you the information is so that I'm gonna make it really hard to like to be unvaccinated. And then once, and I'm going to also give you a lot of information about getting vaccinated and why it's good, so that once you finally say, F*** it, I'm just going to get vaccinated, you at least know that, oh, well, at least they told me it's really safe. So do you understand the difference? They didn't get vaccinated because they heard it was safe. They gave in because it was really hard.
It's not so much about finding them and arresting them. It's about making the default, what we call the default choice, the easy one. So you just have to do it that way.
I mean, are people even really smart enough to deal with this on their own?
No, that's why we require
smart.
And that's why I told you about the education. It's like, I don't expect the education to change your behavior. I'm just gonna make it really hard for you to do your job. And then I'll give you education so that when you finally give in, you'd be like, oh, well, I guess it was the right thing.
Yeah.
All I can say to people is that this is not a conspiracy. This is like people working flat out, doing the best they possibly can.
I think the important thing here is just, again, be led by the facts and the data.
Oh, the COVID vaccine deniers?
Yeah.
Oh, they're not cases at all, too.
Yeah,
they've got cases. But yeah, the guys who are vaccinated are, like, right-wing nut cases.
Yeah, I mean, but, okay, what do we do with those people?
That's why you have to have rules, because you can't convince them. You have to, like, just pass laws that say, like, you gotta do this, and we're gonna do it. So that's what we do in public health. There's nothing else we can do. So I can't always just do what the right thing to do is. I have to also make sure it's the right thing with the whole, like, world of everybody else.
Ah, yes, those nutcases for whom Varma made life exceedingly difficult. Interesting fact, one of those nutcases was NBA star Kyrie Irving.
The team just announced that superstar point guard Kyrie Irving won't play or practice with the team until he's eligible under the local COVID-19 vaccination mandate.
There's a basketball player named Kyrie Irving. You know, Kyrie Irving, he refused to get vaccinated. But because he played for the team in Brooklyn, because the vaccine mandate that I passed, he was not allowed to play. So it became this huge national issue about why Kyrie Irving wasn't allowed to play basketball because he was refusing to get vaccinated. Like, this is a fun part of my life. So I got to be on, so the Wall Street Journal wrote a whole story about me being the one that blocked Kyrie Irving from playing basketball.
I was not expecting, you know, a mandate to be brought down in a way that it wasn't going to allow me to play at all.
I just think he's passive on his ass because he's like trying to like I'm not in a position to tell him how to dribble better or how to shoot better. Like, I can be a fan and I can say, oh, I wish he had better, but I'm not going to be like, I can go coach him. Why is he turning around and saying that, like, I'm not going to tell him he doesn't know how to dribble and he knows how to do it. Like, don't tell me, like, how the science works.
there was no plan in place. There was no vision of like how it's going to work for our team. And I think that really impacted not just me, but a lot of people. So, you know, just had to sit in that hot seat for a little bit and deal with it, man. Life of a martyr, bro.
Ah, if only Kyrie Irving was having underground sex parties as opposed to trying to make a living through his elected profession. But the same, by the way, can be said of trade workers, business owners, employees all across New York, and, by the way, the country. Again, for you, the COVID policies were devastating.
The mayor admitting this morning the NYPD's social distancing enforcement efforts aren't working. A rough arrest of a young mother with her child in her hands.
Life-altering. But for people in charge, like Varma, it was actually pretty easy. Well, I'll let him explain it to you.
Oh, like, how did you not, like, go crazy during it? And I think the reason I didn't is because I felt like I had control.
Yeah.
It was getting done to you.
Yeah.
It was like, I was the one, like, making decisions about what happened. So, like, I didn't feel like I was lost control. And I think that's what really ends up freaking any of us out. Like, when you know, when your life is, like, all uncertainty, it's tough, right?
And there it is. Control. People like Varma weren't scared because they were in control. You were scared because you had no control. It was all controlled for you. And there will be another installment on this. But before we get to that, did I mention in reviewing this footage, I couldn't help but feel compelled to meet Mr. Varma. And so I flew to New York, and we had a little chat. We may never be able to get them to answer, but today I was able to ask Dr. Jay Varma.
Oh my God!
There you go.
Okay.
Say what again?
Tonight at 5. I believe.
Yes.
Right? Glad to be with you. We are going to be taking your chat here on Mug Club. We're on Rumble right now. It's 5 p.m. Eastern, to be clear. I always forget Eastern, you know, Satan's time, and then God's time, 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, yes.
So that is tonight. I will let you know that it was very uncomfortable. A couple of days here that I was gone. Mm-hmm. These weren't holidays, traveling across the country. Took a lot of work. The Mug Club Undercover team has been doing a lot, and there's so much more that you haven't seen yet. And I just want to let you know that none of this happens. If you just watched that, and you remember the DOJ story last week, which ultimately played a significant role, according to President Trump himself at his rallies, his sentencing being delayed, and many suits or charges being dropped. If you remember that story, this story, the Nashville Manifesto, and if you think it is something worth supporting, we do not have donors. We are not a 501c3. We are funded entirely by you, Mug Club. And if you watch the free show, it is entirely supported by Mug Club, those who join. And, you know, if once we reach the point where people say, yeah, we don't want any more, then there is no more free show. It's $89 annually, $9 a month. If you want to go mugless, you can use the promo code Undercover or Big Varma for $10 off. Big Varma.
Just to stick it to him a little bit.
Probably having a rough day. And for those of you tuning in for the first time, this is a daily show. It's a daily show. It's late night in the morning. Used to be at night. It's the only one that hasn't endorsed Hillary Clinton, as far as I know. And then, of course, Kamala Harris at this point. And you get a full hour of show. You get Friday shows. There's 200% more content because this whole thing is a love letter to you. We've never done it any other way. We are beholden to nobody else. Everyone serves a master. And I am glad to serve you as opposed to a couple of people in control of the purse strings. So click that button if you're watching on Rumble. If this moves you, if you think it's worthwhile, we really do. We need your support. We don't try and jingle a cup out there, but we do need your support. This has been a very extensive undertaking.
Yeah.
And you can just click that button, louderwithcredit.com/mugclub. Get a promo code, $10 off. I'll be on Alex Jones later today talking about this. That was Dr. Jay Varma. And look, I think that we're just able to shine a light on some things that you knew. Of course, everyone gets mad at the rules for thee, not for me. But I want to be really clear and just drive something home. It's not about hypocrisy. It genuinely is about the fact that these people were not afraid of what they told you to fear. Nancy Pelosi going to get a blowout. Remember when we thought it was completely airborne? That's a particle vortex.
Yep.
Gretchen Whitmer trying to have her boat lowered at the dock.
Yeah.
Also going to a bar and a pizza parlor when other people were not allowed to. Gavin Newsom dinner at a
3-star Michelin restaurant.
Yeah.
Can't remember the name of it.
It's not about hypocrisy. Everyone's a hypocrite. Okay? Do you think it's wrong to sin? Yeah. You ever swear, do bad things? You ever have bad thought? You're a hypocrite. Everyone's a hypocrite. I understand that. That is low-hanging fruit. These people were not afraid of it. I'm not attributing motive here without firsthand knowledge. They wanted you to be terrified. It was beyond any shadow of a doubt about control. I just want to reiterate that so that people, and spending time with the undercover, and there's a lot more that you haven't seen. Spending time with these people, it becomes increasingly clear that you are part of the unwashed masses who exist to serve these masters, these elites. It probably has shaved years off my life and the undercover unit's life because you feel like you're having a brain aneurysm when you're listening to these people and you hear how they refer to you. They weren't afraid of it. They wanted you to be afraid so they could intrude into your lives. And hey, let me ask you this. You can comment below. We'll take some of your chats. Do you feel like the country has been irreparably changed from COVID? I certainly do. If only for room service.
It doesn't exist anymore.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Room service, COVID. Pharma.
Ridiculous.
Gotta walk downstairs.
I can't get a crappy burger delivered to my room. Thank you very much.
No, everything has changed. COVID is the reason. Yeah. COVID.
You said it. And people right now may be saying like, okay, we're exposing this. Like, there's a few things. One, they want to memory hole this. Two, they want people like Chris Cuomo. And listen, I want to know the flash of genius moment, Chris. Like, that's what we talked about all the time. Why are you now changing your position on this? You knew then a lot of this information. We've talked about that. But people are coming out and doing the rehabilitation tours. We didn't know we were going based on the best information. It's almost like the I'm sorry without saying I'm sorry kind of tour.
Sure.
And I don't buy it unless you give me that flash of genius moment. Like, I really didn't know. We didn't have Google. You couldn't look up stuff that we could look up. Mm-hmm. And then people just basically saying like, no, it wasn't that big a deal. He said it at the time. At the time, we knew. That this thing was, he's like, people get infected.
Yeah.
Go back to his quotes. I didn't see that part of this, and I've watched it. He's like,
it's the same immune response. Well, then why do you need four doses?
Yeah.
Whether you've had COVID or not, that's what we were told. I mean, I know this is just me making an inference. I know there were billions of dollars at play, and this is why it's relevant. Yeah. It's not just about a gotcha. You'll see as we continue now through election night, these players are still key players moving forward. And I will tell you what the confronts that you will see tonight, you know this. I don't like doing that. No. I always get very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You will see it. It is intensely uncomfortable. And I'm sitting there and this, you know, I'm the guy who's done Change My Mind. I've had people come back 2 weeks later or 2 years later say, you know what? I thought about it and I was wrong. And they've been back on this show, including one girl who had an abortion, came back 2 weeks later and said, you know what? I'm now pro-life because for the first time I was challenged to think about it. When I was sitting across from him, I felt terrible. The moment he realized, oh, crap, I know what I've said and the world is going to see it. Because I know how much that must sting. But in the back of my mind, I'm going, and I ask him, I say, if you could do it all again. Like, I'm giving you an out. Please, would you do anything differently? You will see the arrogance on display. And I realized that these are people who, if you sat down and just, can you please shoot me straight and say the things that you have said when you didn't think anyone was watching? Would you do it differently? Do you have regrets? Do you at least do you have remorse for the people you've negatively affected? These people would never even consider that conversation until they're caught. And so I'm okay with it, but these are not things that I like to do.
No.
I would much rather someone, that's why Change My Mind is not designed to be a debate. I would much rather someone come back to the table and say, you know what? Yeah, I see your point. There are some people who do that. People like Dr. Jay Varma don't.
Yeah. And it's important, too. Like, this isn't just like, hey, expose what happened in those three things that I laid out a minute ago. It's so that this never happens again.
Yeah.
This can never happen again. We can never, as a country or as a world, do anything like this again. Because you see behind the scenes what was really going on at the time. It's not just a bunch of people out on YouTube and Rumble and places like that saying, hey, don't do this, don't do this. This is doctors that were silenced. This is very, very educated, smart world leaders Right. That knew better and still implemented these policies. This is the WHO who knew better. This is CDC. This is the entire medical establishment that didn't stand up in sizable numbers and say, hey, we've known since the early 1900s that this isn't going to work, and yet we're still doing this. Why? That can never happen again.
This is why it's Mug Club Undercover. Stealing a Nation is the theme, because I've told you this, and you see this on display here. Just that's a microcosm, COVID, but it's a big one. It's the same thing that's happening right now into this election, which is why we are doing the stream that we are, and why we've spent millions of dollars yep. to have the kind of stream we will on election night, so that we don't have to rely on legacy media to dispute states, to call states. We will have the data. We will make it available to you. We will have reporters on the ground in every major city of every major swing state. Please not only tune in, but let everyone you can know, share what is out there today, because the playbook is lie, 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 lie. And if it doesn't work, then you just cheat. Let's go through COVID. 2 million will be dead in the first, I think it was 3 months, the Imperial College of London study. Mortality rate, right? It's a threat to children.
Right.
It's completely airborne, and it also exists on packages and doorknobs, right? Remember this? Remember yeah. these lies that we were talking? It absolutely 100% came from a bat. You can now say, because Kamala Harris has said, perhaps it came from a lab. But at that point in time, it was lie, 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 lie. If you discuss that, it was removed. Maybe there are some, and I am not an anti-vaxxer by any means, but maybe there are some scenarios where it's not a calculated risk that makes sense. For example, a young, healthy, fit male in that demographic where complications like myocarditis, which have now been admitted, would be more likely considering your threat right. from the virus. Silence it. Lie, 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 lie. And when it doesn't work, mandate. Cheat. Cheat by making people feel so. Sure, you can not get the vaccine, the mRNA injection. Sorry, I misspoke. You can not get the injection, but you can't work. You can't travel. You can't go out. We just make you as uncomfortable as possible.
Yeah.
That's the cheat. It's the same thing right now going into this election. And the reason we had the DOJ story, this story, more to come between now and election night, is to keep at the top of your mind. Lie, 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 lie. We have it with Joe Biden. Fit as a fiddle. Conspiracy theory. Removed. If you're a doctor who says that he may have signs of some type of neurodegenerative disease, lie, lie, lie. The country is great. Bidenomics. Then when you can no longer do it, and the debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden took place, cheat. Swap him out for someone who hasn't been elected. Lie, 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 lie about Kamala. She doesn't want to take your guns. She didn't want to pay for transgender inmate surgery at the taxpayer's expense. She doesn't want reparations full scale. She's not pro-transitioning children. Lie, 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 lie. When they're caught, cheat. Just sequester. Don't have her on air. Cheat. ABC. 3-on-1. And then they tell you, look, public. So they lie, they cheat, and then try and use the power of the audience. Look at the polls. Look, they believe are lying and cheating. Mm-hmm. You think it's bad now? It is going to be lie, 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 lie. And election night, cheat if it doesn't work. So we're trying to help you cut them off at the pass with the lies. Because if people are aware of it, and I will tell you this, I've been here since 2008 on YouTube. There were no conservatives. There were no people who were Christian right-wingers. It didn't exist. It was a bunch of cat videos and largely atheists and liberals on YouTube. The soil is fertile now, not just by the platform we have, but for you in your day-to-day life to talk with these people. Use this as a springboard to share and discuss this. A lot of people have changed. I have never in my life seen more people change their mind than mothers from COVID. I have seen more used to be liberal mothers who thought teachers and nurses were, my God, the real heroes. Say, I can't believe what happened. And it forced me to look into things. And my opinions have changed. It's your job to make sure that the truth reaches these people. Because it's very easy for someone to say, I was lied to about this. Therefore, nothing on earth is true. And you sort of get lost. You feel like you're floating out in the ether. You have the tools. We try and make them available to you, the references every day. Mm-hmm. And this is yet another tool from Mug Club Undercover. You can see what it is that you support and you fund. And you are, boy, are you going to see it on election night.
Yeah.
November 5th, 2024, the election live stream of the century, the Rumble on Rumble. You will have the live electoral map. where you can actually see any shenanigans, you can see anything underhanded going on. We will have reporters on the ground. We have a volunteer army as well, along with our professional investigative reporters. We will be calling states, disputing states, and of course, having guests and making it very fun. This is an entertainment show after all. But if you want to see more of this and you really want to divest from legacy media, not asking that you hit a tip jar, just asking that you consider if we've earned your support today. And if we haven't, tune in tomorrow or tune in Monday and let us earn that support. Click that button. We can't do it without you.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, if you are in Mug Club right now, you're going to get an extended cut of the confronts as kind of a benefit of being in Mug Club. So make sure that you tune in for that on Mug Club at 5 o'clock.
Now I'm trying to remember what I said.
Well, no, we're putting it out as well. So everybody's going to get the confronts, but Mug Club is getting a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because you guys support us and we can't do it without you. So we want to be able to give you guys just a little bit more. So make sure you tune in for that at 5 o'clock.
And if you can't afford the $8 a month or so, and I know the economy is tough. Hey, there are other ways that you can help. If you have tips, you could be involved with your local public school meetings. We've had people send us tips. I mean, the Nashville Manifesto, for example, just send your tips to lwctips@protonmail.com. It is an encrypted line where you can send your tips, and we not only will we, but you can see that we have protected our sources to the extent that we are willing to go to jail to protect our sources. A lot of journalists say it, they roll over. Nashville Manifesto, person is still snug as a bug in a rug. So you
He's
can help that way. In a rug. What?
Find him. He's in a rug.
Yes, he is.
Now they know.
That sounds like...
Look for him.
Sounds like Dr. Seuss.
Which rug? Yeah.
Who was also a horrible doctor. That's Dr. True. Seuss.
Well, yeah. That's what the
but
kids
But we digress.
No, when you went, he didn't help you. Yeah, I have a compound fracture. No big thing. Put it in a sling. Screw you. I'm dying.
You cast it? Maybe do a surgery?
I don't think I have the answer, but my best guess is you have testicular cancer. You, Dr. Seuss. Don't make light of this.
Big deal.
I have a patch of hair. I'm 40 pounds with sores on my face.
What?
All right. I think we're going to go to chat.
Yeah, let's do some chats.
Thank you very much. Do you want to do it here? Or just go straight
let's
to...
do one.
All right.
Here,
let's do a couple
we'll
chats. People who are watching.
Get, yeah, if you're in Mug Club again, this is what you would get.
We often take chats, and it can go sideways quite quickly.
All right. First chat from Baron von Lecter. Question for Stephen. Are people like Dr. Varma given warning that they're about to be exposed and an opportunity to comment? Or do they find out that they are about to be the star of Louder with Crowder with the rest of us?
Good question.
It's a good question. And Gerald's laughing because he knows I take very little joy in this. I don't. There's some people who live for it. I'm very much an uncomfortable participant because, again, I always believe that people can be redeemed. I mean, if we don't believe that in redemption, then we're not Christians. We're not conservatives. But I'm amazed that he didn't realize. You'll see tonight's conference. It's like goes on for like 30 minutes, and a guy walks past, and you can see my body language. You'll see tonight we're outside at a patio, or what do they call it? Dining al fresco? I don't know what it means.
I have no idea.
But you can see me
with the bugs
closed up like this because I don't want to be recognized. As I'm talking to him, a guy walks by and goes, "You're the man. Hey, he's the man." I'm like, out of here.
Which man is this?
So I'm sorry to that man on the streets of New York City. He probably thinks I'm the biggest dick who's walked the earth.
He's watching right now going, oh my God.
You just mentioned you. Yeah, listen, if you can find, we'll give you a free Mug Club membership.
Yes, we will give you a free Mug Club membership. I felt so bad. He was like, and I just said, I don't know. I had a hit single in the 90s or said something like that, like Thought Fast. And he still didn't know.
That's the best you can come up with.
Until I brought out a journal of his quotes. And he's like, well, what are you reading quotes to me? I said, yeah, I am. He's like, oh, this isn't going to go well. I said, probably not.
You got to tune in to see the rest.
Yeah, you got to tune in to see the rest.
He should have seen it coming with that giant nose of his.
Oh,
Lord, that thing is huge.
He does have perfect skin, though.
Sniffed it
his
out.
Skincare routine is better than the ladies of this office.
That's, yeah.
Oh, yeah, when you're having underground New York City
sex
parties.
Well, you're getting a daily
blood
steaming.
Showers and yeah.
Daily steaming. He didn't admit to the blood showers.
No, I don't think he admitted to
that. No, I'm making that part up.
No.
Okay.
No. But so to answer the question, we always do reach out for comment. We do give people an opportunity to comment and share their side of the story, right? So give them an opportunity to say, and look, sometimes we've actually hoped, like, look, like, especially with the DOJ story, like, look, you have an opportunity to be a hero, right? Like, comment in a way that says, damn straight, this is how I feel, this is how a bunch of people feel, right? In this case, we'll let you see what he says in the confronts, but we were hoping that he would say something different, like show us some redemption, some art.
And by the way, it's the first time I've ever done a confronts where someone didn't directly issue a death threat to me.
Ah,
so that's how
nice.
He used to do it in the past. Yeah. And this one was just, it was just so egregious, the violation of people's rights, gleefully done, that It had to escalate. It had to be sent to escalations for customer service. Let's grab another chat.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be happy you made this confrontation.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, next chat from the one
not Jay.
No, oh, not him.
Not Big Varma.
No.
Big Varma's not.
Big Varma will not.
All right, in the context of this, you are clearly not the one and only J-Man. These people in power think they are special. They abused their power and will likely do it again. What would you like to see happen to these frauds?
Well, the best we can do is exactly what we're doing, and you can help by spreading it far and wide and supporting the endeavors here. Like we said, it's very simple. You want to see more of this? Mug Club. A lot of these other places out there, they have a few key billionaire or 100 millionaire donors, and that's why they get to dictate what you can and cannot do, which we need that too. We are funded, not like PBS where we save viewers like you, but then take federal grants entirely by viewers like you. We are doing what we can because you can't, these people aren't, think about Fauci. Before modern, you know, modern smartphones and cameras, Anthony Fauci, you can go back and look at what he was doing during the AIDS epidemic. And he said that kids could get AIDS if they lived in a house with parents who had AIDS through sharing cereal and cutlery, right? This is what he said. This is a man who should be drummed out of the Corps. And instead, he's lauded as a hero, and he's still there. He was there at COVID after major screw-ups that everybody knew about. Unfortunately, this is the swamp. The systems that exist do not allow for these people to face accountability and be fired. But if the left wants to use the court of public opinion to smear and destroy people's reputations because of out of context tweets or selectively edited video or whatever it is, well, then we can certainly use it so that you can hold the people who should be accountable to the public actually accountable. And what you can do is help share it. Send your tips if you are not able to join Mug Club. But this is, I want to see more of this. I want to see more of this. And I would like to see what this leads to. And without going into detail, there are still active, there's a big difference between, look, and I've tried to say that vengeance is different from dealing with an active threat. But if it's someone who did you wrong a long time ago and you don't like them and you want to get even, that's kind of a time where you maybe need to examine your heart. But if the person who did you wrong is still an active threat and doing you wrong or potentially doing others wrong, mm-hmm. that's very different and it needs to be dealt with. And as we continue down this path and you see the releases that are upcoming, you will see that unless something is done, there are still active threats to your constitutional God-given rights. That's why we are doing what we're doing. Okay, let's take one more chat, then Mug Club.
Yeah, and these people need to be out of office. They need to be out of these positions of power. They need to be held accountable just like everybody else is held accountable for their mistakes.
Think about this. This man didn't need to receive a single vote.
No.
Nor did Fauci. I believe he was the highest paid member of the federal government at that point who was unelected.
Yeah.
Anthony Fauci. This is not a senator or a congressman or woman or Z. It's not. And by the way, those people often don't represent you because they become entrenched and they're beholden to lobbyists as opposed to you. But you go a level further. There are far more people in Washington, D.C. installed into positions of power completely unelected. What kind of environment do you think that creates? Well, you know, the kind of environment that happened when COVID had taken place. The kind of environment that we've seen with the Hunter Biden laptop, the kind of environment that we've seen with the Russian collusion hoax, the kind of environment we've seen with the center, I don't remember what it was, Ministry of Disinformation, whatever it was, that's what we coined it. But you've seen what happens. You've seen the kind of environment where people get deplatformed for basic truths that everyone knows to be the truth 6 months later, but you couldn't say then. That's the kind of environment you have when you have people who are installed and not elected, and you have more of them in government than you do the people who should actually be serving you. Even the ones I like, I will not use the term public servant. I do not believe that your representatives and certainly unelected bureaucrats are public servants. When I think public servants, I don't think cocktail parties and a multi-$100,000 salary with pensions, benefits that you could never imagine in the private sector and a portfolio that exponentially grows. That's not what I think of when I think of a public servant. Not saying these people need to be in poverty, but public servant, that implies as though you're doing it out of the goodness of your heart. No, there's no net benefit to you. Did you benefit from Dr. J. Varma? Did the citizens of New York benefit? We know he did. We know he did. We know that there were some huge government contracts that did. Did your restaurant? Did your plant nursery if you were in Michigan? You didn't. But some people did. Let's not forget that COVID was the thing. When you have people like Bernie Sanders supporters, when you have people out there who claim to be socialists, and you know what? I will tell you something. I am far from a socialist, okay? I'm a free enterpriser through and through. But we do have a problem with the modern capitalist system because it's not a free enterprise system. It absolutely is not, but it only exists because of corruption in government, right? No business should be too big to fail. That shouldn't be a thing. But look at the banks in the crash of 2008. Look at COVID. You may have forgotten this, was the single biggest transfer of wealth to a few billionaires in human history. I believe it was the top five or top 10 saw their net worth increase by over $2 trillion while you struggled. So people out there who say, hey, fair share, but then support lockdowns and mandates, the kinds of costs that these giant companies, too big to fail, they can incur, but you can't. Hey, I agree in principle. I agree in principle. This is unfair. This is a rigged system. If Jeff Bezos, his net worth increases by however many hundreds of billions of dollars, and your business is shut down. I think it's a rigged system in COVID if Costco can be open and liquor stores and weed shops, but not your farmer's market. Yep, I think that's a rigged system. I just don't think the way to fix it is to give more power to those doing the rigging. Is it starting to become clear? Maybe I'm too close to it because we've been doing this and I have to meet with these people and review this footage and it makes me want to pull my hair out. Is it clear? And if it's not, well, we're going to do our damnedest to make it clear between now and November 5th, and we can only do that with your support. We really appreciate it. But boy, I hope you're starting to see the big picture. I really hope that you see it, because today's conspiracy theory is tomorrow's truth, and COVID proved it, and certainly the weaponization of the DOJ, which you can go back and watch, but we have more in the chamber. We're going to take your chats on Mug Club. We may never be able to get them to answer, but today I was able to ask Dr. Jay Varma.
Oh my gosh! What did he say?